This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Hi, my name is Zainab. Welcome to the Chill Sisters podcast. Today on the Chill Sisters podcast, we discussed about varicose. We discussed trending topics. So please, guys, tune in. It was a nice one. Follow them on Instagram and TikTok. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Have a nice one. Bye.
Hey.
I try.
You try.
It's not easy.
You try.
Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. Welcome. My name is Rashida.
And I'm Ulysses Ladu, recording live from Abuja, Nigeria.
We have a guest.
Put your hands together.
You want to introduce yourself?
Most popular.
Let me give you guys a brief introduction. So, Bia and Zainab, we went to the same university, Ahmad Bello University, Zaria. You know when portable say, who go help you, no go stress you. So when I told Zainab, we are inviting you to the podcast. So Zainab was like, let's run it. No headache, naughty. I've met Zainab. Maybe Zainab has forgotten, but in the university, Zainab was one of my like safest place. I'll go to her house. I'll eat. She will make Indomie. Like, we were just...
Calm down, talk through. Now, only Indomie. I never found yam for you.
No, you found yam.
Thank you.
This is one of the lies.
Know how to cook.
Zainab, yeah, only Indomie. It's only Indomie that Zainab used to give me the house. No, but me,
this one is not a wife material.
It's only but the Indomie they get, like, it has mede inside.
So it slaps.
It slaps. I give you that. One time we had a road trip from Zaria to Kaduna. Yes, I'll describe her like somebody that if you are her guy,
She has you go know.
You go know. If you are just like you, and she's from Maiduguri.
Oh, no wonder.
You see, my sister, how are you?
I know.
Chop five.
I chop it.
So maybe there's something in you guys'
People Maiduguri right from time.
So if you're her guy, you're her guy. There's these three friends that they're always together. There's KB, there's Alex, and there's Evans. These guys are her guys from the beginning. So if you are with her, you're with her. There's another person, Tessie, and the rest. Right. So yeah. So like if you're
Tessie, oh my goodness.
She has this friendship that I have known her with for a long time. Very wonderful human being. And I'm deciding to give her her flowers.
Yes.
I'm glad that she's here. It's a pleasure. She's this type of person. My friendship with Zainab is, you've not talked for years and you guys reconnect. It's like you guys never went those years without. Yes. And those are my type of friendship, which I really love. So thank you, Zainab, for being here. It's an honor. We appreciate that you're here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
You understand? Thank you, Zainab. Okay. You know, I'm a degree people. If it's hospitality,
tell them.
We don't need to. She knows now.
Oh my God.
She said, thank you. Thank you again, Zainab, for being here.
Whatever. So brings me to my prayer of this week.
Is this life?
Okay, sorry. We are supposed to ask of our days before we even start the introduction.
All right. Carry the way or the Indomie, the Katuna Indomie.
It hits me, girl. You see, that's introduction of Zainab. Now that we have known Zainab, let me come back to my guy. How was your week?
I did because old friend day. May not be like say I know day. Anyway, my week was fantastic. It was blasting. I had a somber Eid after everything. How I imagined it will be a day that I will just watch all the things that I didn't watch.
Mm.
Now so I dress up or thinking I'll go out. You say, you bath up, you don't come back. I watched all the people that I'm supposed to call. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And usually that's the Eid in Abuja now. Some Abuja is almost always like that. But this one, it was intentional. I think, and the reason why that happened on the day of Eid, I met my people, my goddaughters and stuff. So I know we're going to meet a day or two later. So Eid was fantastic. My week was fantastic. The weather has been good. It's been good. Couple months. Now, so we go eat prayer one summer.
Oh my god.
Some people were soaked wet. So luckily for us, we got there a bit on time. Same
kasamuchiki.
A lot of people had to stand outside. They were soaked wet. It was heavy. Everywhere was black. As a matter of fact, the hutuba was cut short. The imam had to be considerate. He had to be considerate. Yeah, everything akazu, akagama, went home, proceeded with aikinama and stuff. So Alhamdulillah. My week was lovely. Rashida was just giving me this.
No grief for this anybody.
And not that you want to forget that you are a mother, eh?
Am I the first person to be a mother?
You are not. Oh, I see that. Rashida and the boys were just giving us. They say, yes, let's have it.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. And yours, how was your week, Rashida? You don't need to tell me, but tell the people here.
My week was fine. Everything, you know, alhamdulillah. These days, I'm not feeling any type of way. I'm grateful. I'm glad that everything is going the way it's supposed to go. Mentally, physically, I'm in a good place. And guess what? Summer has started. Summer rain.
Rashida, don't come and complain when it rains. You know, that's what you say. Is it supposed to rain in summer?
Summer is summering. Hey. Everywhere is warm. Summer is good. So we are good. I love it. I love the blue skies. Zainab, how's the weather down where you are?
Weather for tea.
Is it for tea or for two? It's okay to say it here.
Weather for tea.
It's okay. You can say it. Don't worry. We won't judge
can
you.
Say it.
Weather for tea. Weather for tea. Don't borrow my mouth. Chop onions.
We're just clarifying.
Yeah, clarifying. Let's know. We are going on the streets. Yusis, do you want to go first?
Yes. No, go.
I should go first. Zainab is here to help us solve some things we saw on the streets. Let me start with this one. She tweeted. She said, Khadija, who was on a TV interview, said in 2022, I met a man on Facebook who had a much better character than my husband. We developed a deep love. Even though I was a married woman with 3 children, eventually he persuaded me to argue with my husband and seek a divorce.
Yeah.
She said, which I did.
Lover girl.
On the same day I got divorced, that's the tight boyfriend now. He blocks me on every platform we use.
She never see anything.
Communicate.
Hey,
She's
Elena now.
Some people were saying that maybe it was her husband that pretended to be the other guy on Facebook.
It's possible. Look,
open another account.
Can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. She made a man and him escape route. He now found a way, easy way.
Yeah.
But I have a question. Wait. Mm. So she said that they had great communication. It was her husband. Does it mean that the husband know how to do all these things and he was not doing it for her?
No, exactly. That's one of the suggestions, right? Mm. It doesn't have to be.
Mm.
Then number two, it could actually be a man that escaped. But that man, what was exciting him? Is that marriage that was holding her? She's having a kimchi daddy. It's some forbidden things, very sweet.
It is sweet.
As they call release, I say this up, una plenty. On to the next one. He'll go to the next married woman now again.
Oh my God. How can she fall for that?
Rashida, have you forgotten? There are men that only go for married women. You can line up beautiful, young, penguin things, banging body, bring one local married woman, she take you so.
Because as a married woman, you will not want to expose yourself, so you guys will keep secrets very well.
But a single lady, Kuma, you are having a relationship with her, it's the same thing now. When does it been the AK more in AK most likely? I don't know. Najaz, it's IPN. I don't know. Nechi Miki, if a married woman is like Bola, is that one that they want? So far as she's married, when the skills will came. So I don't know, Sha. It's crazy, but and especially Ariwa.
There's a possibility Chiwashine, Kuma Bashiba.
Okay, let's assume it's not him now.
So last share the thing don't cast.
You don't cast. So.
Who lose now?
You don't cast.
Now obviously.
Rashida, which kind of question be that? Person that one has moved on with his life now. Person will block you. If you like, don't move.
She has done 2-0 now. No husband, no boyfriend.
Okay, so after him block her, now she's still for divorce, she?
It's hard now because she went to do argument. Inside the argument, she will say, divorce me.
Like say they do me like saying that the husband.
Because that's the only explanation that would make sense. That is that husband that did that.
The speed with which he just blocked her.
It's fast. It's fast. So she said the same day. They didn't wait for another. It's the same day that he blocked her.
Maybe if it's not the husband, maybe probably the husband knows the person. Taresiki.
Yeah. Or his
friend. Yeah. You know, their friends can do anything for them. They are always in cahoots.
Not somebody she has met.
Okay.
You guys, hear this one. So it says reality TV show couple, the Diracos, known for their 14 kids, are now officially divorced. The couple agreed to share 50-50 custody of their kids, and the father has agreed to pay $1,116 a month in child support. That's roughly $80 per child.
I saw this tweet a few days ago. I usually follow them on their show on TLC. I was shocked.
I'm confused. 14 kids. We died there.
14 kids, $80.
So they are divorced. They have 14 kids together.
Yeah.
And now they 14. Are 14. And 14. Now they are divorced. So they now share the children. This
seven,
one they
seven.
Have. And this one they have. This one.
Our kids are not single. They have twins, triplets. Their first daughter was. No, is it their first or second? No, the first daughter. Mm. Yes, first daughter was born alone. Then after her, the rest is either triplets. That's how
we are going to die there. 14 kids together. If we make the decision to have 14 kids, no matter what, we will be together. Let's leave the father and let's leave the mother. That two of them, maybe they are not compatible again. But you brought 14 children into the world.
Which one is it? You must be compatible to bring 14 children. You are compatible. You are compatible. You are the most compatible. 14
my dear,
kids.
14 kids.
No, you are compatible. We that's the compatibility
no
now.
No matter what.
It's not for anything, children, ma.
If it's
no, but you know these white people, though.
They are not.
You know
white.
These white people.
They are not they white.
They're they not white.
Black Americans.
They're black people. Black Americans. If not, white people not send them for the kids. That one we know for sure. You know, it's Africa. Kizana Danya Renki. They don't do that one.
But Kimajiba, you know. Custody, he's going to pay child support $80 per child. What will $80 per child do?
That's what I wanted to. Children that you go out just a day. I want this. I want ice cream. I want the $80 is gone. One day. This women,
where they want to come and date you now say that I have 7 kids at home.
The person will run now.
Go take part of your introduction. My name
you
is
have, you have to start with that one now. You have to start with it.
So that you don't waste anybody's time. You
you start with that one because after your name is I have 7 kids, that is the next thing. Because nothing can come after that. I love you,
nice to
come.
Meet you. And I have 7 kids.
Yeah, so
what that's do you it.
If we did 7 kidneys to follow after the name and the kids.
He must be like, excuse me, I need to use the bathroom. 1 second, please. He had to be getting
he's
you know
gone.
What
he's this? Gone. He's gone. But I want to understand how the like sharing process went down. Did they say, okay, oh, see, oh, this thing is not even there. It's Yanzu is the children part that you have to put into consideration. Mm-hmm. Because these children did not ask for you to give birth to them.
No, now, and I think their oldest should be 13 or 14, the daughter.
She's still young. They are still mm-hmm. kids.
They are still all of them.
They are still small.
Yes.
The oldest is 15.
So the children, maybe one or two of them will be able to like choose the parent they want to be with. Sora and Kuma, they'll just choose.
I still think it doesn't make sense. God. I still think it doesn't make sense. If I was the judge, I would tell them you guys should go home and solve your shit. Put your shit together. Nobody's
you know
leaving
they can't
this.
Do that now.
They can't do that. But you know what? There should be a law that if your children are more than 6, you cannot separate. You work it out. You sit down and you solve it. If your children are like 2, 3, it's okay. But if your children are more than 6, that means you guys love yourself to stay and have 6 children. So you stay it and work it out. Nobody's living anywhere. So who are they going to leave 6 children? 14
maybe they'll
children.
Take them to foster care.
No, everybody is 7, 7. When they share it, they are not more much again. 7, 7.
Eh? Did you say 7 is not much? Look at somebody that is always complaining of 2 children.
Let me explain. Let me break it down for you. 7 children is not much compared to they leave 14 children. Just imagine the man ran away and left 14 children for her. Or she ran away and left 14 children for him. That's what I'm saying. 7 is not
TLC. They promote all this is because there's no weird show that you don't find on that channel. And I guess they pay them, right? They pay them. Do it. We are going to get contract too because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It
doesn't.
Abroad, 14 kids. Even in Nigeria now, the times we are in Nigeria, having 14 kids, who the hell are you? Don't go take and not have 14 kids now. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
He cannot.
How do you train 14 kids?
How do you train 14 kids? Good question. How do you train 14 kids?
As I dating the teen self, my head they turn.
Anyway,
I pass the mic to Zainab.
As in, hey, at the time when I say the day where I read this myself, the thing confused me.
Oh, God.
The day I saw it, I put my eyes, so I said, And if you see them, and they were doing, maybe they were doing it for the camera, Sha.
Thank you for pointing that out. Yeah, anything you see for social media, believe it at your own peril.
Just care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
14 kids.
The divorce came as a blow. I said, maybe them, I see this one, go do this one. Then go,
Yeah, when you're watching them, you'll not be comparing your own with them. Would I be saying?
Well, there you go. They do. You know, not say that for the show.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. Yusis, what do you have for us on the street?
Me too. I went to the street to do small gulma for usual. This one, you helped me with it too. She said, I did my traditional marriage last year, and we're about to prepare for a wedding after a year. Only for my husband to tell me he's no longer sexually attracted to me. I say, that he was sexually attracted to me before, but not anymore. We dated for 7 years. I blame her. Who did this?
What happened?
It continues. We are not living together yet because we haven't wedded according to my church.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean we haven't slept together. Hakatechi.
She's fornicating. She's fornicating.
He said similar things when we were preparing for traditional marriage. Although not exactly, and it hurt me badly. We're able to resolve it then. He has come again, with hurtful words now that we are preparing for a wedding. But I notice is whenever the wedding stuff comes that you understand.
Yes,
and the problem is that I have told him to let me go because marriage is a long journey and I can't live with a man that is not sexually attracted. But he refused, saying that he loves me. You know, I love you. Honestly, I am badly hurt and I want to leave, but I'm confused at the same time. I need someone to talk to me, please. She said what?
Zainab.
You need somebody to talk
Zainab.
To. Zainab.
Talk to her.
We
talk
pass
to
it
her.
To you. Talk to her.
Her,
please talk to her.
Attracted to her. Love, no, they trigger the sexual attraction.
Good question.
That's a very,
very, very, very good question.
Now, if he loves her, the love should trigger it.
Definitely.
If he loves her enough, in fact, you don't need to trigger anything. Now, just one look like this. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
This one, the Zainab is telling us with authority.
It's true now.
It's my full chest.
But you know what? She saw red flag for during traditional wedding. Before he tells me again, I would have said it.
You are even forgetting 1 point.
In this situation.
Mm. You forgot 1 point. When they were fornicating, he was attracted sexually to her. But now that it's going to be legal, it's not.
Attraction is gone.
Yes, which brings me back to when it's not in Akwaizinibi, like when it's not legal, it is sweet pass. But the moment that I legalize it, he said, you know, they're sexually attracted to her.
But you know that, like, non-Muslims, I can't even talk for everybody, sir. But according to our own teaching of Islam, you know that non-Muslims, they do testing before marriage.
Not all. Even in Christianity, it's forbidden.
But it's common.
How do you know that Muslims only...
That is what I... That's why I started... Wait, that's why I started with... I can't speak for all of us.
It is common amongst them.
Common amongst them now.
So but, even, us, but now, even the way we said.
The way we said.
Wait, no, see, that's my point. Maybe them, because Kinsa Akwemuna Purichi Achinamus will say, I will know the repercussions. I know the repercussions, so they hide it more. But because of adults who are sort of their beat, you know, with it, but they know the fornication is forbidden. I would not accept that it's them that do it more.
Wait, let me add 1 point. But us, like, no matter what, if you hear that somebody is a Muslim and you hear that they are going behind, doing sneaky link behind, you will shake small. You will do
because they are always hiding it.
With the other religions, if they say they are doing sneaky link, it will not surprise you the way it will surprise you.
Where the woman comes in.
And now we are still saying the same thing. All of us, everybody is this age.
Zainab is supposed to solve this woman's problem. She's busy, life is here. Zainab, which kind consultant means?
See, I don't already talk. If he loves
this woman
and the love doesn't even trigger, that one will be love now. He is equally confused as she is.
So she should leave with that. Because, you know, she said she wanted to leave, said she can't do this again.
She has already answered it. She said she cannot do it. She cannot leave that.
She just wants to tell her to do what she's already thinking.
Yeah, and I think because the time that she has spent in the relationship already, she said 7 years.
Which of can dating?
Be 7 years.
Of is it from primary? No. This relationship is more than 10 years because it's only dating that is 7 years.
Then marriage 3 years. Ha. That's 10 years.
This is your story.
You know, my story is always messy. It's always messy. Me self, I tire for myself.
We can't come to a conclusion for this one. Tell her what you used to tell her.
I wish her all the best. I wish her all the best.
Down and think and decide.
She already knows.
She knows what she wants.
She's looking for helper. We have helper.
You have helper. We have her sister. You know what.
Which brings me to the second one. She said, am I an asshole for telling my husband that he needs to give me half of his company if he wants me to be a housewife?
Okay.
My husband and I have been married for 6 years and we have 2 children together. Mm-hmm. And one is on the way. One soldier is on the way. He said that he wanted me to be a housewife and stop working. Mm-hmm. I was very disturbed by that, but he explained that it was better for our family and children since he can afford a very good living. Mm. Emphasis on very good living. After a few weeks thinking, I told him that I would agree, but only if I get half of his company. Mm-hmm. He was surprised by this, but I explained further that the more I stay at home, the less chance I will have to find a well-paying job should we ever divorce, because I will have less merits, while he will stay making more money each year. So I want half of the company. If we never divorce, which is the goal of all marriages, then it wouldn't matter, but should it end, it will be the price of me staying home and raising our children, so he could be less worried and stressed out. She said his words, that he was the one that said it then, his words, that he will be less anxious, stressed out, if he knew they were with me, rather than with strangers in daycare or nannies. When I told my friend friends, they called me an asshole. Mm. My best friend was very angry and called me disgusting. Mm. So I'm taking aback a little. Am I an asshole? Rashida, is she an asshole?
You guys answer first, because I have a different... I don't know if our thinking is going to be the same thing.
Zainab should answer now.
Oh yeah, Zainab, answer.
Is she an asshole for asking half of the company? Did they ask her to leave her work and stay and take care of children so that he will not be stressed? He will not be anxious. Instead of them be the kid, children being with nannies or strangers, is their mama, the kukuma, is staying with them, but she should leave her job.
Okay. So,
That's clear she's not. She is not. She's just trying to secure herself.
Okay. I have different take on this from you guys.
Okay, you want her to ask for quarter, not her.
No. Oh, Zainab, didn't you hear? He said he was shocked when she asked. So he just wanted her to say, okay, now. Oh, you people, you like to pretend. You like to pretend. He just wants her to say, okay. You know, they'll say, are they not her children? Is she not supposed
to leave her job?
What I want to say is that
he said his mind. She said her mind. What exactly? What he talked about.
But in this case, she is a career woman.
He knew she was a career woman.
She knew
woman.
She was a career woman because there are 101 women that will sit at home and take care of the children gladly. They will not even ask for your company
at all.
No, not at all.
They want to even live baby girl life. They don't want stress. They don't want to go to the office. There are women that will do that gladly.
Even if they don't get the baby girl life, so far they have shelter.
Yes.
Their children is and their children. Them. And they're plenty. Yes.
They love it.
They advise them. Advertise themselves.
They love it. They love it that they will just wake up, be dressing their children. Their children are looking pink. They are going for school runs. They are going for coffee.
They are looking pink. They have everything at their
call. They don't want to go to the office. But when you're marrying somebody, you will know this woman is a career woman. And for the fact that we know how men behave, if men don't used to behave the way they used to behave, you will say, okay, yes, I can do that.
This one has instinct, they even tell her. And she gave him two scenarios. If we divorce, I'm not wasting my time. But she said the goal is to stay together forever and ever.
Yeah.
In that sense, you too, you know, loss. Now,
but
our
company. But normal, his company is supposed to be their company in a normal sense.
We suppose. If I hear suppose there.
Or quote, if he's
agenda.
So when something happened that you know is not their company, if I stone you with this he says suppose
two become one in quotes, like his company is supposed to be her company. She's not supposed to be. Why wouldn't he put her on a salary?
Rashida, you are still, even if he puts on a salary, the moment they divorce, Yakari, do you understand? Don't forget what she said. She said the moment she leaves her work, her qualification is going back. She would get a well-paying job, because if she was working, she'll be getting promotions, she'll be doing courses in Ghana.
Her
experiences, her everything, it increases, but now she's stagnant. It can never be the same.
Yeah, it all boils down to her type of person. She's a career woman and this is her priority. He can tell her that she should take some time off, but not that she should just stop working. There are ways to go into these things.
He can be shocked that he can be shocked because they asked for half, but he's not shocked. You're asking somebody that has been working to just stop working like that.
Yeah,
it's the audacity from you. Yeah, do you understand? Yeah, yeah. And there's this thing now, they always expect a woman, it's you, your job is just to take care of that children. No, nothing for you. Your life should revolve around taking care of everybody but yourself. Your own needs, your wants should always come last. Kingani, everybody needs and wants comments to come first. You shouldn't consider yourself. Yourself, you are last. You understand? So he's surprised. I'm telling you to stay home and take care of your children, and you're asking for half of what?
You know, and sometimes they make it feel like...
A lot of women will not ask for that.
No. A lot of women won't.
But you people did not mention one thing.
She stood up for herself.
See the friends that she has. Her friends, they're even upset.
It's because they will do the same thing. They wouldn't have asked. She's smart enough to ask. If I was in that situation, I would never even think of asking.
No. Okay, if she wasn't taking care of the kids at home, he even said it that he wants her to be there so that he'll be less anxious, less stressed.
It's all about him.
Thank you very much. And she said he'll be making more money. So what's the problem there? What's the problem?
It's no problem there. Kawa, he's just being self-centered.
Yeah. As usual.
No problem. She tell her me she quit her job. Yeah. No shock. You can't they give you her own terms. If you giving her your own terms, she no shock.
Only one time she give. They give you her own. Not even one time, said. You know, even plenty. You know.
Share that company into two.
I beg. She's down and she's a fast thinker. She's
a very fast thinker. I give it to her. Very fast.
Very fast. Very.
Her sharpness is on another level.
Because I will never think to ask somebody to give me half of your company.
Sharp, oh,
maybe you will be busy saying no. I will not leave my work. I will not want to say no need for fighting. Let's discuss.
Long time goal.
She did not drag. She did not rest. Just bam. Now she just throw the thing for half of your company. She
you can't shock her.
No. She tried. Give it to her.
I love it.
Give it to her. I beg.
She's not an asshole. She's not an asshole. Not one bit. Not one bit.
Yeah, if you look at it from her
angle, for you guys is a funny one.
Okay.
So it's a meme, actually. This girl, I assume she was with the boyfriend.
Mm.
So he has a sugar mommy. The sugar mommy sent him a message. Hey, boo, that stupid lazy girlfriend of yours, what's her shoe size?
I don't understand.
I ain't the reply, oh. He said, mama, he's taking his bath. My shoe size is 40. She let them buy the shoe for her. You can't put that prayer emoji.
thank you for your help.
Thank you, advance.
The street not a smile. Oh.
The street not a smile. Use this. Let me add on this your own.
Okay.
So this is trendy tweets. Different women are writing what is going on in their life. You guys should be embrace yourself for this one.
Yeah.
This lady said, turning 28 in May, mother of 4 children, all with different married men. Yeah. But I keep going. After all, it's my womb.
Mangani, but come again.
She says she's turning 28 in May. She's a mother of 4 children with different married men.
Means so she don't find new business. So.
She said, but I keep going. After all, it's my womb. Another one said, your own is small. Let me hit you.
Ah.
She said, I am 30 now with 5 kids. Huh. All I got with my sweet father-in-law.
Hey!
I'm coming. Let me land you guys. After staying 1 year with my husband, no child, and he wanted to chase me out, I tried father-in-law, and now he thinks all the children are his. But I feel like telling him...
Funny thing. If they go for DNA, it will show that they're his kids. They have the same DNA.
Okay, it's the same blood.
Yes!
Hey! She said, but I feel like telling him the truth. So, you are so powerless. Maybe he's at home doing rubbish. He's misbehaving.
His brothers and sisters, they're saying the children are not his brothers and sisters.
Somebody now said, wait, what? The way your reaction, she said, what? She even had further explanation. She said, yes, because I told him before, let's go for checkup. He refused that I am the problem. I decided to try with my father-in-law because I wanted children too. Won't he kill me or his father?
We are even focusing on the lady. Father-in-law, uncle.
No,
the way they look son wife.
You see, this thread.
Stop calling him father-in-law, please. You should stop calling him that.
Baby boo. Zadi.
Another one said, lucky you are. I'm 34 years old with 6 kids and each kid has 3 dads.
What does that mean?
That means
she does not know when that child was conceived. She slept with 3 men.
She doesn't know which one went to the end. The one that won the race. May the best man win.
Another person said, you people, all your own is small. I'm 27. It's really stressing me because I have no
Things
husband.
Things
are happening. This one, her own is that she has no husband. She says she has no husband. She has no kids, no apartment, no car, no home, like nothing. This one, she's just saying she does not have anything. This one said, I am 8:35 married, but he thinks all our 6 kids are his. What's happening on the streets?
God.
I see why some some men now, any small thing, they'll say, no, go and DNA. Do DNA. Go and do DNA. Go and do DNA.
Tell the wife, no, you know.
Another man entered inside. He said, I'm a dad of 6 different moms. He's a dad of 6 kids, different moms.
Different moms. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
This was that I'm turning 22 with 60 years old man and 2 kids, different father.
She's turning 22.
She's turning 22 now.
Hey. Because the thing is, when you were 22, I don't have sense.
I did not have sense.
So you see people doing things at 22. Kingani is all shocking to me.
Yeah.
Where you go see the other city to tell that rubbish? Your papa will shoot you.
Yeah, no go be you. Wallahi.
Your father will shoot you. You are gone.
Yeah, no kill me, babe. I did tell you.
This was said. What? He said, dear God, I'm sorry for complaining, you know, because after I hear all this was.
And talking about babies and stuff, I think I read this one yesterday on Twitter before I slept, that this lady gave birth after I think a few months to a year. The papa was like, this baby doesn't look like me, he doesn't look like you. You know Griot, that's how you went for DNA test. Did the DNA, lo and behold, is not his child.
Oh God.
Ifeoma, she knows she didn't sleep with anybody. She insisted that's their child. Okay, let's run the DNA test on you too. Itama Akai is not her child. Do you know what happened? The hospital switched the baby. And their own baby was living in a foster home.
Oh my God.
So they had to go and adopt their own child. They couldn't take this one. They couldn't take him back. They are raising 2 kids now. She's so come and see comment on that. They say, that's why if you give birth, don't leave the baby out of your side. But it's really crazy. Think about it. And how can you as a hospital make that mistake?
The thread has not finished, so I still have more. I'm 36 with 9 children.
She doesn't
want
to finish me today.
Wait now, I'm 36. I want to tell people what is on the street. The street is rough.
The street is not smiling.
This one said, I'm 36 with 9 children with different fathers and married to 2 men, but I'm still single.
Married to 2 men.
But she's still single. That means she's the one taking care of the children. Marriage on paper, not on
the men think they are married, but she knows she's not married to them. There are instances when you think you are in a relationship. I shake your church relationship.
Her bread has scattered.
Ball just end already. The world end already.
Her bread has scattered. Zainab is just saying,
The world just end already.
I'm telling you. Somebody said, God forbid for me not to join this trend. My mom is a mother of 10 children with 2 dads. First child has her father. We, the rest, have 1 dad. So she was trying to just prophesy.
We, the rest. Nine
of them have 1 dad.
Their own is even better now.
Her own is better.
It's better now. That married
She's just saying
something
that.
Something like that.
She tried to say that her will not be like her mother. She will marry 1 man and have her child will have 1 dad.
May she wait first. May she calm down first. May she say.
That's a good one. Make sure it's best.
Another person said, I'm seriously looking for someone's husband since this thread is for people that don't have sense.
Now God go arrest her.
This one said, I am 32 years old, not married, have 4 boys, 4 different baby mamas. I know you're tired, but hear this last one. I'm turning 24 years old, not married, father of 7, all with different married women, but I keep going. As the women are doing their own, the men are doing their own. Trying to think of it. Look at all these children that they are producing them from this type of. And you expect them that they should grow and even the children, even the children that grow with father and mother. Look at how difficult it is.
But let's be fair. The children did not ask to be brought to this world like
that's
this.
What I'm saying now.
Eating sales cities.
You have not seen it all. You have not seen it all. You just hear one. Just eat two back.
It's only the one that you have not heard of that you don't know about. I swear.
Well, what I've noticed is these people, Babas, they don't have peace of mind. So that's why they come to the internet. This is where, like, they, you know,
they voice out their mind.
Let the weight, even if it's an animal. Because you can never have peace. How can you have peace?
You can't.
You will not do anything. Say, small thing you do, you don't have peace. Talk less of this. How can you have peace? You can't have peace.
Lastly, guys, before we go, this is the last one, and we are going to end it on a sad note. Let us just finish it in sad notes. This one is from Credit to Daily Mail. This guy's name is Denver, 16 years old, who set fire to a wrong home, burning 5 innocent family members alive in a revenge plot to retrieve stolen iPhone. Is in jail. So the story is that somebody stole his phone. So the iPhone, find my phone.
Yes.
That track his phone to this home.
And you know, sometimes the iPhone, it won't give you approximation.
He now went to
wait. How do you retrieve the phone if you are burning the house?
He was just angry that they stole his 16
year old. How can a 16 year old, the next thing that will come to your mind is to burn a whole house?
Nonsense.
God, where is he nonsense. Again? Where did you say he is again?
United States.
No, where they then jail him?
60 years in prison.
Now hang them for hang him now.
60 years in prison. He killed a wife, a husband, their 21-month daughter, Khadija, a Muslim family, I think, from Senegal.
One line, I hang them, suppose, hunger.
Just wasted the whole family. The story is on the internet. His name is Denver. He's 16 years old. Just in case you want to go and hear.
That's my problem with this American gun culture. This Sheikh Jawana, I'm telling you. You see, just last week, didn't you see a young person went to a mall and was shooting? How did he get the gun? Eh?
He was shooting just like that.
He killed how many people? Or is it the one that will go to any high school when to start shooting? Any small thing, shoot, kill. Small thing, shoot,
have
kill.
Access to guns like this.
That's where they make their money from, so they can't ban it.
Like that.
That's where the money comes in. I'm sorry, I've scattered the people's brain today.
You have scattered. It will take like 1 month for me to fix my own.
Oh God. Thank you so much, guys, for listening this far. Hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. Thank you so much, Zainab, for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
Please, we would like to have you again.
I'll be glad to hear again.
Thank you. You can follow us on our social media handles. TikTok, Instagram is at the Chill Sisters Podcast.com. You can send us an email at the Chill Sisters Podcast @gmail.com. Thank you so much for coming back. Thank you.
Bye. See you guys next week.